Welcome to the Disrupt Your Career podcast, brought to you by Claire Harbour
and Antoine Tirant. We're passionate about helping everyone find fulfillment in their work life.
We believe that big, messy, uncharted career changes are inevitable, and it's up to you to decide.
Will you take control and disrupt, or allow yourself to be disrupted?
We wrote the book about it, and now we share here our conversations with other thinkers in this crucial area.
Settle down and get ready to listen to this dose of wisdom.
All right. So on this particular episode of the Disrupt Your Career Research Express, we're welcoming Yevgenia Lisova. She is an associate professor of organizational behavior at the Free University of Amsterdam. And her work covers many different aspects, but she's particularly interested in meaning. So, Yevgenia, first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Really much appreciate.
Excellent. And let's get into the first question, which is really about what is the research that you've been doing lately and why did you get involved in that particular direction?
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk about meaningfulness in work and careers, because this is where my passion really lies. I'm very much interested in trying to understand how can we help individuals within organizations to experience more meaningfulness in their daily work and also eventually to build meaningful careers more in sustainable fashion. So I'm very much interested what individuals can do, but also what can organizations do, how they can enable that processes. And today I can share some of my insights with you as well. And with regards to what I'll call more sustainable pursuit of meaningfulness, I'm lately particularly interested in trying to explain what can actually help us to keep experience meaningfulness. Because even if you work in a job that's supposed to be very meaningful, which we can immediately think of being a healthcare professional or a firefighter, even those people in those kind of positions could have struggles with actually experience meaningfulness in their work. Because the way I look at meaningfulness is very much where the individual perceives or experiences his or her work as meaningful. So how can we actually make sure that we sustain it on a daily basis, that we're able to maintain those and cope with this absent flows of meaningfulness? This is what my big motivation lies in at this point of time.
Fantastic. It's wonderful. And that reminds me, actually, if I may share a personal anecdote, that I was really struck when my first of my two ballerina daughters started working as opposed to training. And, you know, up till then, I'd heard her 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a week saying, I'm going to dance. And when she started work, although she was very excited and she was joining one of the top companies in the world and she was finding all the meaning in it, nevertheless, when I heard her say the words, I'm going to work, that was an interesting shift. And that made me question immediately the thing around meaning and sustainability. So we're having a conversation in a context where we understand each other deeply. And I think there will be some resonance for everybody in the audience. So let's go on and look at some of the main learnings and messages and ideas that have come out of this recent research and what's emerging and what you would love to share with our audience.
The fact is, actually, there is not so much happening in terms of in the research ways in this area. The reason for that is that often meaningfulness or the meaning indeed seen is more static. So there's always expectation if you have a meaningful job that you continue to do meaningful job. So there has been some development now. And I, for example, wrote an interesting paper with my co-authors, Luke Fletcher, Sabrina Barudi, where we actually tried to explore what are those factors that contribute on the individual level, contribute to the boost of meaningfulness on a daily basis. This is an important one. And that is a bit relates to, I think, a very also partly very practical insight that I can share as well. So what we found out that people who find themselves in the state of awareness, and awareness is where you actually sort of pay attention to your internal values, beliefs, and the internal world, and what is happening outside of you, being in the state of awareness on a daily basis actually can enable you to pay more attention to what is going on in the environment, but also how you react to that. And through being in a state of awareness, you actually can be more cognitively flexible. So see more opportunities, how you can overcome challenging situations at work, things that happen to you, or those kind of things that makes you cognitively flexible and makes you feel search for creative solutions to this problem. And through this, you're also able to see more opportunities to create meaningfulness for yourself. So what we were seeing is that particularly through the sense of experiences, being a state of awareness, you are able to experience boost of meaningfulness. So I always say, so one of the things is that practically we could do, and I was very honestly not so good in that. And after this research, I really learned that because it's so important, I actually start practicing myself. So really paying attention to what's going on also in the moment with me, with my experiences, and pay attention to what is happening in the context. And what is happening in the context is another important thing, is because we saw that particularly the communications we have with other people on the work floor, they make such an important influence on how we also feel ourselves, but also in terms of how much meaning we experience. So if you find yourself in the state of awareness and you have people around you that actually send you positive cues in terms of you really matter, you're really worthy, we really care for you, we provide you safe experience, that will help you to actually overcome potentially this ambiguous, stressful events you are going through, actually experience more meaningfulness in your work as a result. And this is very important because it points to the fact that we need to sometimes being aware, we need to push ourselves to pay attention to what's going on and being in the environment that actually provides you this valuable cues, that could be a way towards rediscovering or refining back this sense of meaning that you might have lost on a daily day because you've been just taking your daughter, for example, doing a performance that maybe not really what you want to do, or maybe this is just not going because you may be a very perfectionist, it just not goes as it is. So that could enable you experience greater meaningfulness also on a weekly and a daily basis. And funnily enough, this is also something that impacted me because now I continuously pay attention to what's going on. And sometimes I get positive cues that really sort of signals like this interview, this podcast, really to me, a nice cue to me that suggests that I have an expertise, I can something to share that gives me very, makes my day-to-day very meaningful. But it also cues that not getting information or something that actually negatively can impact, which is also the thing is that you need to see what you can actually do with that. So this is a very practical and at the same time, I would say more funny to me, impactful example there as well.
Wonderful. I'm also wondering, you know, you talk about creating this context that will sort of give a feedback loop of things that will make us feel there's more meaning in our career. I'm wondering, you alluded earlier to what companies can do, what organizations can do from their side. And this is preaching to our choir. This is where we think the world is still very lacking and where most companies don't understand what positive role they could play proactively in helping people to manage their careers and to find more meaning and joy in them. What is it that you've uncovered in your research that helps us to understand more about what organizations could be doing?
This is a very nicely put, because despite the fact that meaningfulness is something what individual experiences, so it's up to individuals to find or experience meaningfulness at the work floor, their organizations play an important role because they create conditions for this meaningfulness to be found. So here you can think about the idea of this having a nice social context where people are actually there to provide each other feedback, listen actively, those kind of things, because social context that helps people to share the experience and give each other feedback, this is one of the ways that organization can contribute. Clearly, leaders play an important role in there. So we're not particularly talking about having a particular style. It's more about the kind of behaviors you also foster having these conversations with individuals, help them really, if we think about careers, we're talking about disruptive careers, right, at this point of time. So how about careers that been there for a person, really help the person understand what this person needs to self-realize, self-actualize. This is so important because meaningfulness is not only about making impact in a certain way to the society or help colleagues, but it's also about being your best self at work. And this is where the leader and together with the HR and available support in there could be very valuable and helping out with this regard. Another important point is stimulating up more of a kind of proactive way to think or look on your job. So you might have heard the work of the job craft and how you craft, how you look at your work. This is something having autonomy, even to be aware, having the autonomy to take a moment and reflect on what is going on at this point of time in your life and your work. That is also an important way what our organizations can do. Another important point, and I go back to the leaders, and it's partly related to the organization, this is the idea of organizational purpose. Many organizations right now have a purpose or they currently want to set up a purpose. But then the question is this person really resonates? Purpose resonates with the individual. What is the role of the leader to connect this purpose? Helping individuals to actually find meaning through being part of a valuable organization. That's another important element as well. So I think that will be one very important point to mention. And what I see in my relevant research that I'm currently doing in our organization is that often the meaningfulness and the way organizations can impact, it's very in the small things, little things. Sometimes what you think, sense of appreciation, really paying attention to people. And that seems to be very trivial, but so impactful and so much needed when it's not there.
Beautiful and important, and everybody should be listening, whatever role they're playing in an organization. Finally, then, you alluded earlier to the fact that being forced to think about anecdotes and impact gave you an idea about talking about some way that this research has been impactful on you personally in a way that you didn't expect. So I can't help but ask you to share that with all of us.
I've partly talked a little bit about that, but as I said, before I started doing research on meaningfulness, which actually was after I was done with my PhD, so which is funnily enough, I haven't done it partly my PhD, it's just something I've discovered. What also partly made my PhD meaningful is that I've discovered something to look forward to do after my PhD.
Here we go.
Yes, absolutely. And the more I started work on the topic of meaningfulness, the more I start to be aware of the importance it has, not only for individuals, and it's not only a luxury for individuals. So there is always a conversation. Is it something that only several people can experience at work? I believe it's for everyone. It's a fundamental need that we have. And that sort of shaped me to try to be always on the mission to bring meaningfulness to the agendas of the organization and really show there is going much more than just we need to have our engaged employees need to make sure they perform. But to be able to get there, you really need to create an infrastructure for people to satisfy this fundamental need for meaningfulness. And also my research, as I mentioned, in terms of awareness, I myself by nature is not someone that takes the time and reflect, pay attention, being very aware of myself, because it's in academia, you're just running, you're just going from one project to another. And it's really pushed me to try to see cues everywhere. I haven't seen them before. And this is so fascinating because that's really impacts how I experience meaningfulness on a daily basis, sometimes positively, sometimes negative, but most of the time in a positive way because the environment I'm in is very welcoming and very supportive. In this case, I think this is very important impact for me, how I look at it and the whole role of meaningfulness in the organization and in the life of individuals as well.
Beautiful. So you're taking your own medicine.
Yes, I'm taking my own medicine, but this is the value of research we're talking, right? You really need to apply it and see whether that works. And I really believe in the things, at least I'm writing about, I really believe in that and practice in myself
Beautiful, beautiful. That is wonderful, Evgenia. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. I know that the listeners are going to be absolutely fascinated. And when you next have some new breakthroughs or ideas, then we'll be wanting to have you back to share more. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Really enjoy the conversation.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from this month's guest as much as we did.
Do go and check out our work on disrupt-your-career.com and come back soon. Thank you.